You are with Phoenix FM here at Latitude Festival, and I am joined now by the Neurodivergent Podcast. Good afternoon, folks.
Good afternoon. We're Neurodivergent Moments Podcast.
Even better, the Neurodivergent Moments Podcast. You can tell I was worrying far too much about saying neurodivergent properly. First things first, introduce yourselves to our listeners.
My name is Joe Wells.
I'm Abigail Shimon, and I have ADHD.
Oh, and I am an autistic comedian, and Abigail is a comedian as well. This is the most on-brand intro. Every episode we have a really awkward intro. I think this is the most awkward we've done, so thank you.
You're welcome, I think.
Well, this is our neurodivergence that we do awkward intros.
Yes, indeed. I took particular interest to this because I'm on the autistic spectrum as well myself. So I was really interested to find out kind of like how you cover having these conditions. So how did the Neurodivergent Moments podcast come about?
Well, Joe and I were down doing a gig in Portsmouth together, and he was like, oh, I was thinking about doing this podcast about neurodivergency, and I just immediately was like, I'd love to do your podcast with you. And we started going back and forth, and then I got so excited about doing a podcast that I then had to text him and be like, you might have just wanted to see if people would be interested in listening to a podcast, whereas I just jumped on board and was like, I'm now co-hosting. And Joe was very nice, like, he was like, no, I want to do it with you. And so it was his idea.
It's got too awkward to tell you now. we sort of saw that there was a community of people out there who didn't have a podcast that was fun. A lot of podcasts about autism, ADHD, neurodiversity are quite earnest, and they're sort of sincere music over the back, and people talk about how hard things are. And obviously there are some difficulties we experienced, but we also wanted to have a podcast that was fun and where we could be a bit silly as well.
Excellent. And how do you make the issue of being neurodivergent fun?
Well, we really focus on the little moments where we're like, oh, our brains work differently. And that doesn't always have to be a negative thing. It can be a very fun and positive thing. And we have listeners write in their little neurodivergent moments, and we share ours as well. Like, for instance, as someone with ADHD, sometimes I miss the finer details, and I will be performing at the Edinburgh Fringe this year. I had a designer make my poster. We sent it off to print, and it was only 3 weeks later when my producer came back to me and goes, maybe we should spell your name right on your own poster. Like, those fun things where you realize that you didn't even notice your own name was spelled wrong.
Little details.
Yeah.
Excellent. Good stuff. And what's the response that you've had from the autism and ADHD communities?
Oh, it's been lovely. We've had like just such beautiful messages. We get lovely, we get people to send in their own moments. So we've had some very nice ones. There's a very rude one on the Rufus Hound episode, which I would recommend you looking up, which we can't share on the radio. But yeah, really, really lovely moments and funny moments we get sent in. And I think a lot of people, you know, haven't had a podcast for them before. And, you know, we're starting to recognize this group that have a shared experience. So it's really nice to be speaking to that group.
And just to throw in, we're coming off stage from doing our first live recording. So we asked the audience members to share their own neurodivergent moments. It was the first time we had people stand up and tell us their own silly moments. And we had a lot of kids get up, and it was so sweet and so moving.
Just about, yeah. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you approach kind of like doing it live differently to how you do a recording?
We were in the same room for the first time ever.
Yeah, so we do it over Zoom. So yeah, being in the same room. But we pretty much did the podcast. Obviously, we've got the moments. Usually people email in the moments. We got to get them live in the room, which was lovely. And yeah, it was lovely. We had Luke Wright, who I've always been a fan of. So it's lovely to have Luke on the show.
Excellent. Good stuff. How often is the podcast out?
So the podcast is out every 2 weeks, a new episode. We are always interviewing other creative people with different neurodivergencies. So ADHD, autism, dyspraxia, dyslexia, the other ones as well, which are all now escaping my mind. So every 2 weeks, and between those 2 weeks, we have a Patreon bonus episode that comes out. So
Excellent. Good stuff. And how can people get in touch with you to share their neurodivergent moments?
They can email them to neurodivergentmomentspod@gmail.com.
Excellent. Good stuff. And when will the next episode be out?
There's one out yesterday with wonderful Tom Horton, and then there'll be another one in 2 weeks' time. Got Ria Lena on the next one, which I was very excited about. She's brilliant.
Excellent. So lots to look forward to. Loving it. And where can people listen to the Neurodivergent Moments podcast?
So it's hosted by Acast, but it's downloadable wherever you listen to podcasts. So it's on Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, all of them.
Audible.
Audible. It's on Audible. It's on all the things. You can find it anywhere.
Excellent. Where can people access your website and Patreon and the like?
Our Patreon is... Oh, no, you're testing me now. It is patreon.com/neurodivergentmomentspod, I think. If you download an episode, then the link is on the episode description.
And I suppose they can just go to Patreon and search for it.
It's searchable, yeah, because I don't have access to our Patreon, so I just look it up on actual Patreon. So if you put neurodivergent moments in Patreon, it'll show up. And we don't have a website for the podcast specifically, but you can find all the information on my website, abagalia.com, and Joe.
And joewells.org.uk. I'm an organization.
Excellent. That's so good to brag about, isn't it? And Abigailia is A-B-I-G-O-L-I-A-H?
Yes! Yes!
She's just on her process.
I wish I had known you a month ago. Oh, wow. That was amazing. That is how you spell it.
Excellent. That makes up for the fact that I completely mispronounced it when we first met. Excellent. Well, thank you so much for chatting to us today. Good luck with all the upcoming podcasts. And yes, I'm glad that today went well, and we look forward to hearing more.
Thank you.
Thank you.